a short night for us here, a quick turnaround, trying to get through Buffalo, get on to the Jets. And I thought yesterday we did some good things in all three areas. We also didn't do some good things in those areas, so things we got to obviously keep improving on. I think that's a big key for us at this point in the season. It's just, you know, correcting mistakes, getting better, improving on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, you know, getting more consistency. But, you know, I thought we showed that we could do some things, and we just got to do them better, coaching, playing, all the way across the board. So it's on to the Jets, and have to be ready to, you know, get a lot done here in a short week. Fortunately, it's a team that we have decent familiarity with, although there's quite a few new faces down there. Try to get acclimated as quickly as possible.
Bill, how much of the Jets have you specifically watched at this point?
I've seen all their games. I've got just a few plays left in the Tampa game, but I've seen all.
Leading into the preseason opener, we talked about how, like, there's a great unknown with any opener. As you sort of went back through the game, what was maybe the biggest unknown to you as it unfolded?
Well, I mean, there was a little bit of everything. What they did, how we performed, some adjustments we had to make, how things came together in different areas of our team, things that we need more work on, things that look like the execution level is decent level, a little bit of everything across the board.
So how much carryover is there, I guess specifically defensively, from going from Buffalo and the Pettine defense to the Jets and Rex, you know, and Rex, where Pettine obviously came from the Jets?
I think on paper there's a decent amount of carryover. I think the thing about that defense is that they game plan up a lot, and I think we saw some things yesterday from Buffalo that were very probably specific to us, things they hadn't shown in their preseason, obviously, naturally. And I think that some of the things that we saw the Jets do yesterday against Tampa, we won't see. We'll see some things that Tampa didn't see. So, again, there is certainly some familiarity, some carryover between the two schemes, but at the same time, both those schemes are predicated on game planning and matchups and trying to create schemes and matchups that are favorable, and that is going to change from week to week, no matter who they play. And obviously, with different personnel involved, and that's another factor in it too. So there's still a big degree of unknown there.
Good morning, Bill. It's Mike Whitmer. Just wanted to ask you two questions on Julian Edelman. I'll start with one, then I'll hit you with a follow-up. Seems like when he's healthy, versatility might be one of his biggest strengths, and I'm curious what you think, what some other strengths of his might be.
Yeah, we've seen Julian do a lot of different things for us. He's returned kicks. He's covered kicks. He's played defense. He's run with the ball. He's caught the ball. So he does have a lot of different skills, and we've used him in a lot of different ways with the ball in his hands. And, you know, he's an aggressive blocker. And also, as I said, in the kicking game and on defense. So I think versatility is definitely one of his strengths. And he's a tough kid. He's a good competitor. He's got good body strength, and he's got some speed, and he's got quickness. So he's got a lot of things going for him.
I guess yesterday he, at least for now, he's the NFL's career leader in punt return average. And I'm just wondering if you think that might be an underrated or unappreciated part of his game, and how much do you value that, what he gives you returning punts?
We value it quite a bit. No, I don't think it's underrated at all. I don't think he's a, you know, another example of Julian is just, you know, he never came into the NFL, learned how to do it, learned how to be a receiver, you know, played a quarterback position in college at Kent State, and all the positions really that he's played in the NFL, covering kicks, returning kicks, slot receiver, outside receiver, slot defender. he didn't do any of those things in college. So I think that really speaks to his versatility and you know, how much he's grown as a player, and, you know, how many things he's learned how to do that he really didn't have much experience with in college. And it's pretty unusual, especially to, you know, be confident in as he is.
Bill, just thinking about the little bit bigger picture for the weekend, now you said you're sort of on to the Jets and tying together the Bills. Is the goal for today, is it like trying to condense Monday, Tuesday, and a Wednesday into one day, and then turning tomorrow into Thursday and picking back up a normal week then? Or what's the sort of the outline of the structure of the week in terms of getting it back to a normal seven-day schedule?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, I mean, there's going to have to be some days combined. You know, today is definitely a finish up the Bills day, so that's part of Monday. Just skip Tuesday since that doesn't really exist, and definitely get into Wednesday today. Start our scouter report and, you know, turn the page and get into the Jets. And then Tuesday and Wednesday will be some combination of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Today's Thursday. Something like that. Skipping Tuesday.
All right, with such a short turnaround, were you able to do any advanced work on the Jets last week, or was the entire focus on the opener?
Well, no, we've seen, you know, we got all the preseason games in, and we've watched tape on a lot of the teams that we'll play early in the season. Of course, Tampa, we already worked against, but in tape of Buffalo and the Jets and some of the other fairly early on our schedule, but as we got to the end of preseason, then our focus, you know, that last week around the Giants week, then that really turned to Buffalo. And so now we're back to the Jets. But, you know, when you go into your season, you see who the early games are, and you know, do your all-season scouting reports based on what they did the previous year. And, you know, you're familiar with all that, familiar with the personnel, and then you see who some of the new personnel is, try to get that into your preparation. And then, you know, if there are any scheme things that show up, which there usually aren't a whole lot of, that show up in preseason, but sometimes you see something that's a little different. But usually it's schemes that you're familiar with. It's just new personnel. And then, you know, by the time you get into your 7th, 8th, 9th game of the year, you've got enough of the regular season to work with that you're really... And you're still aware of what they did last year, and, you know, we do some off-season things there, but the preseason isn't as important because you have all those regular season games. So that answer, that give you what you're looking for there.
So I was curious on the question on Shane Vereen. He's listed at 5'10", 205 pounds, and I'm curious just like the way he's built, if there'd be any hesitation to maybe use him, let's say, more than the traditional player in that role, like a Kevin Faulk or a Danny Woodhead, from what we've seen in the past, you know, based on, let's say, his build. Maybe he's a little bit bigger than those guys, like the Faulks and the Woodheads who have played maybe that type of role before?
I think they're all kind of in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it depends on what you're doing. Certainly he can... You know, play on all three downs. He showed that in college, and we saw some of that yesterday. Whether that's his best role or a complementary role, might change from game to game. It changed during the course of the season. Might change from season to season based on the rest of your roster and what type of plays you're running offensively. So, but he has good versatility to play really on all four downs. It helped us in the kicking game as well yesterday. So. I think some of that's game plan, some of it has been obviously his development as a young player, and also some of it's, you know, works around your roster and your matchups and individual games.
Bill, on Saturday you guys re-signed Leon Washington. I was just sort of, you know, curious. Obviously you work with him all training camp. Was that sort of part of the plan? How did that work out to bring him back? And, you know, obviously what do you look forward to having him bring your team this year?
We, as I said, you know, really, I think the best way to answer that question is there was a lot of roster movement last week. I think that'll probably continue to some degree with our team, and I'm sure with many other teams in the league over the first couple of weeks of the regular season as things get settled, practice squad on made up and so forth. So, you know, we'll just have to see how all that goes. But in Leon's case, you know, he certainly you know, is a guy that's done a lot of things in his career for us in training camp and in the preseason games, return kicks. Played on the special teams, ran the ball, played on third down. So, you know, gives us, you know, depth in those areas that we feel is important.